Aga Khan is not a name, but a title. So far, we've had four individuals with this title, and this story is about the third. But it doesn't begin with him. The Aga Khan story is a bouquet of tales going back centuries. It begins long before British India. To an extent, this is the story of Islam, one that begins with the Prophet himself and ends with the literal War of the Worlds. You're listening to the story Aga Khan, Britain's Counterweight to the Ottoman Hegemony, written by Amit Shandilya and narrated by Raghavendra Ashok. Within decades of Prophet Muhammad's death in the year 632 AD, the nascent Islamic world witnessed its first rift. One became Sunni, the other Shia. Sunnis enjoyed political authority in a series of caliphates, the Rashidun, the Umayyad, and the Abbasid. The Shia, on the other hand, suffered a great deal of persecution, culminating in the violent murder of Ali's two sons at the Battle of Karbala. Ali was Muhammad's cousin and son-in-law, and according to his loyalists, the rightful heir to the Prophet. But the Shia community itself underwent two quick schisms of its own within years of Hussein's death. The first spawned the Zaydis, the second created the Ismailis. The mainstream carried on with an unbroken line of succession down to the 12th Imam and came to be called the Twelvers. This story follows the Ismaili line. Over generations, Shia Islam became as much a political entity as it was religious. But it had imams, not caliphs. This changed with the emergence of a new caliphate in Egypt around the beginning of the 10th century, the Fatimid Caliphate. The Fatimids were Ismailis.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?